USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Amazon is taking an unprecedented step regarding 5-star reviews.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake 5-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Seattle man is facing 10 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of spying for the Saudi government. The jury found former Twitter employee Ahmed Abunamo guilty yesterday of multiple charges, including acting as an agent for Saudi Arabia, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule the rest of the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The House is in session this week, and they're scheduled to vote on a huge reconciliation bill later this week. The bill includes funding for climate change initiatives, and the Biden administration is pushing for Americans to choose electric vehicles. Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas tells Fox and Friends that Democrats will not permit mines that harvest the necessary minerals.
And the Biden administration closed down the Twin Cities mine, which would have produced copper and nickel, the exact kind of things that we need if they want to have the goals that they have.
Republicans pushed for car manufacturing materials to be made within the United States. Wisconsin businessman Tim Michaels has defeated former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clyfish to win the state's GOP primary for governor Tuesday night. Michaels vowing to his supporters that he will stand up for the people of Wisconsin if elected governor, something he argues Democrats have failed to do.
They've been left behind by the Democratic Party that just wants to focus on the social issues. From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Michaels faces incumbent Governor Tony Evers in the November election. More news can be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.